Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Everybody, it's your man Head Cracking. This is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up?
So much to get to today. We always dish in the latest in celebrity gossip, and we're going to give you a double dose of tea today. Now, before we start sipping, Brad is out today, but we got special guests back in the building. Make some noise for the one, the only, Milan Christopher.
Let's get it.
What's up? Also, we got to check in with the West Side, see what Heidi and Frank talk about. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Atlanta? Hey.
Okay. Hey, Heidi.
Hey, Milan.
Hey, Milan.
Hey, Milan.
That's right. Why was there so much extra sauce on that?
Because he's saucy when it comes to Milan.
That's right.
So, lady, it's been a week since the breakup that shook up the world. How are Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson moving on? We want to know. Also, Cassie is newly single, and did she just take a shot at Diddy with her latest post? But before we get into all that, Heidi, what's going down?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you.
Well, you know, maybe not. Although Kim Kardashian West is very sexually provocative. Her public persona is very sexually provocative. She says that, that despite that persona, she's actually very conservative in the sack.
Really?
I saw the video. There was no conservative.
Yeah. Well, maybe she, maybe she didn't used to be, but now she is. Who knows? She did it.
Well, that happens. Here's the problem.
What?
Is that now she's a mother.
Of three.
Oh, so okay. Mothers maybe can't feel like they can do the same things they used to do back when they used to make videos.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a world-renowned mother. And I think, ladies, you need to get more crazy after you have kids.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian is bearing it all again for the cover of Richardson Magazine. They have a 20th anniversary issue, and she did an interview with them, and she was asked about her public image, and this is what she said, quote, "It's actually funny at home. I'm much more conservative at my public persona, but I'm actually uncomfortable when I talk about sex, and I'm more conservative when it comes to that."
Okay. You sure she didn't think they meant pubic image?
Now, Milan, now you bared it all. Now, I mean, so are you shy in the bedroom?
No, not at all.
Really?
I'm freaking the sheets.
So you both, you represent on both sides.
Yeah, I represent what I represent.
I know, that's right.
I tried videotaping myself having sex, and this was not pretty.
No, it never happened.
Oh, you videotaped yourself, Frank, and you sent me that video?
I would if it looked good, but I look like this an old English bulldog, you know, having sex with his bed.
Oh. What is that gnome doing to that furniture? So, Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo served up an extra spicy two-piece combo on the court this weekend, and no, they were not working for Popeyes. The Los Angeles Lakers competed against the Houston Rockets at their first home game of the season, and I'm sure this was not the homecoming that they were looking forward to. Check this out.
The foul occurred before the gather,
and he never put the ball back down. And I think another technical foul's been handed out. Now Ingram, now Paul punches a throw. Paul and Rondo throwing punches. Ingram comes in, he's throwing punches.
And then
Paul gets in the face, Rondo throws a punch. Paul throws a punch, Ingram comes in here, he throws a punch.
Wait, who's that?
That long arm came out of nowhere.
you know, since the gentlemen decided to put paws on each other, Paul Rondo and Ingram have all been suspended for a couple games.
Heck yeah, that was a street brawl right there.
Exactly, hood figures.
Yo, but the true gem, though, was the excitement on Floyd Mayweather's face while all this was happening. At that very moment, you know who he's going to call out next to fight.
I mean, I think he's just happy to see a punch. I mean, he very rarely throws one, so it's just nice to see somebody actually swing. Not a fan. No, but I have a question. I mean, what have you been in this situation? Probably happens more to guys than women. I don't know. I've never actually been in a knockdown, drag-out fight with somebody. But if one of us from Dish Nation was starting a fight, are we getting in on it? Are we trying to pull head crack off of somebody? I mean, how?
Here's the deal.
What are we doing?
If Portia was in a panty pillow fight, I'd jump in.
Oh, you wouldn't try. You wouldn't try to break
that. Okay, well, so that's not gonna happen.
Right in the middle of that panty pillow fight.
In the bar that you frequent, and you start a fight, do you want us to jump in?
Yeah.
Or do you want us to just let you handle it?
I'm definitely jumping in to protect Frank. 100%.
Oh, you're going to protect Frank?
Oh, yes. It's me. I'm fighting for Frank.
Yeah. Oh, I can see you now.
I've been clutching my pearls like, don't hit him.
Well, it's been a week since Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson broke up, so how are they getting through the pain of it all? Well,
how?
Ariana went shopping.
Oh, that happens a lot. It's called retail therapy. That just makes you feel better.
She went to Chanel with some friends, and Pete did what he does best. He was cracking jokes at his own expense. Yeah, he said this at a recent stand-up gig. He says, well, as you can tell, I don't want to be here. There's a lot going on. Anybody have any open rooms? Anybody looking for a roommate? I've been covering a bunch of tattoos. That's fun. I'm 0-for-2 in the tattoo department. Yeah, I'm afraid to get my mom tattooed on me because she'd leave.
This is a stand-up act?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So did Ariana break up with him?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
No, but, like,
the
he's like the Taylor Swift of comedy. Like, you know, he uses his relationships as fodder for his material. He's going to come
out with
Taylor
Swift writing songs about it. He just writes comedy about it.
And she don't seem bothered at all. If you want your ex to catch a picture of you, you want them to catch that picture of you.
Exactly.
With Chanel back.
She put her head up in a chignon.
With some pearl earrings on.
Right. Big Chanel bag. She said, bitch, I'm shopping.
But Pete looked terrified the entire relationship. I mean, like, he looked like he was on an ice lake relationship that could crack any minute because it's 70 degrees.
He was waiting for Ashton Kutcher to jump out.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that he said a long time ago when he was at their apartment in New York City, and he would look over, and she's got her engagement ring on, and he would look over at her and go, I hope that one day she doesn't wake up and think and look at me and go, oh, my God, what am I doing with this thing?
Wow.
That's what he said.
Here's the thing. I've been with Heidi for a very, very long time, so I've seen her go through many breakups, and here's what she does.
Uh-huh.
She buys a cat, then she buys a bottle of wine, then she buys an ugly Christmas sweater and waits for more cats to show up.
Oh, my God.
Is that how you ended up with the wine cellar?
Yeah, yep. Right. A lot of
breakups. A lot of ladies left in the dust.
All right, well, y'all, from one breakup to another, Diddy and Cassie recently ended their 6-year relationship. And although we don't know the cause of the split, Cassie looks like she hasn't been staying up late crying her eyes out.
She looks good to me.
She's still looking good. She's still posting on Instagram, still looking normal. But she did recently post this in her Insta story, which says,
oh,
can I say that out loud? It says, these hoes.
Wow. Yeah. Who is she talking about?
I don't know. Ooh. It's like, do you think she's talking about Diddy, or is she talking about this new girl who he's dating?
Dating a new girl?
Yeah. These hoes.
No, but you should be mad. We got to stop as women. Don't be mad at the women. Be mad at the guy that you supposedly had a commitment with. She's with Diddy for 11 years.
She may be calling men the hoes, because men are hoes.
Exactly. You can tell she tried to keep it together on her Instagram page. Yeah. Like, she's posting sexy pictures on the page. But you always got to check those Insta stories, because that's where people put those. Yeah, that's where people put the subliminal messages and all of that.
Cassie is not looking all that beautiful. She just got pretty skin and big breasts.
What? Cassie is amazing, Gary. I am a slave.
Oh,
I am an openly gay man, and that woman is beautiful.
Yes.
You go always.
Can we trade you? I do go always.
Yeah, she looks all right. I mean, she ain't looking like, ooh, she look like a regular damn.
I don't understand why Diddy didn't put any babies in this woman.
Because he had to spend so much money on the other kids, he probably was like, don't take that.
11 years without a baby?
Hey, man, like, sometimes you just want to keep the bottle untampered.
She didn't want his his baby. How about that?
Exactly.
She's still intact. She's still young. So now she can, for her next boyfriend, it could be his first child.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody may stay with her.
And she probably got $11 million.
She'll probably
somewhere.
Get pregnant by the next person she dates. Okay. Like, like Machine Gun Kelly, if you want one, that's you.
Up next, you won't believe how many A-listers got surprised for their birthdays. Well, we'll tell you after this break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Yes, it's the battle of the birthdays. Now, these celebs, y'all had fabulous birthday surprises, and I want you guys to tell me, who you think had the best birthday surprise? First up, Kim Kardashian West. Now, she turned 38 on Sunday, and Kanye West had to show out for his lady's birthday. Now, on Saturday, Kim woke up with this surprise. Take a look.
Oh my gosh, that is super dope.
Yeah, that was
wild. Are we happy about the piano player or the actual flowers? Because flowers die.
Oh, Gary, you actually, you're touched by this.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he didn't buy her diamonds or like.
she got all kinds of diamonds.
Oh, she does.
Things are worth.
She's got every diamond she could buy.
Yeah, and you know, normally men give you flowers and it sits on the table. His are in the sky.
In the sky.
That they're going to be so hard to water.
Right. Well, Kanye wasn't the only talk in town showing up for their bae's birthday. Alicia Keys had to make sure her hubby, Swiss Beatz's birthday, ended out with a bang. She surprised him with a green Aston Martin.
Wow.
Take a look.
Oh,
that
my.
Is dope.
That's Isn't a nice it? Looking car.
That is dope.
And I haven't seen Aston Martins in a while. Normally really? They're like conservative colors, like gray, navy blue.
Yeah. Nice light greenish gray. I've
yes.
seen one like that.
Mm-hmm. But I've never seen this color. This color
Me
is amazing.
Either.
But the tragedy of it all is you have an Aston Martin in New York City. You will be able to go a maximum of 35 miles per hour unless you go out at like 4 a.m.
Right.
and open it up on a West Side Highway or something.
Yeah, you're
I'm
right.
I'm sure they live in like Long Island or the Hamptons or something like that.
To open it up?
They
got to get that thing out somewhere to open it up a little bit.
But why is she buying him a two-seater car? And she already had problems with him.
What kind of problem she had with him?
Well, she barely got him.
No, she got him.
Well, yeah, she
Hold
got
on
him.
Now, she got
but
him.
How did she get him?
We already know how she got
okay.
him.
she played the right keys.
No, she bought another car.
She took him fast and furious. All Let's right. just say that. Let's just...
Those two were cool, but here go this last one. If you don't know, Amber Rose has a new man. Def Jam Records executive Alexander A.E. Edwards. He threw her a surprise and made her drop the L word. Take a look.
Look, my sweetheart threw me a surprise birthday party with my closest friends.
Thank you, bro.
Look how beautiful he is. I love you too, baby.
Love, okay.
She's loving, though.
That is like, the real deal.
Well, whoever she's in a relationship with, she loves them hard.
Yeah.
She does. Yeah.
She's a sweet girl.
I believe it. Like, I literally believe that those people are in love and they're going to be together for a minute. She makes me believe every boyfriend.
They even got matching hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looks broke. You goddamn having me a party with cornbread muffins and stuff still on the table and stuff like that.
Stuff. Some people are so fancy they need that basic Jiffy out the blue and white box cornbread. Well, speaking of surprises, I got one for you. Our amazing sponsor, Beachbody On Demand, can help with any body goals you want to achieve, and it has the tools to make eating healthier so easy. Listen, they're behind cool programs like P90X, Insanity, Hip Hop Abs, and more. Now, yo, I did the P90X, and it was so intense. You gotta try it. They have over 700 workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from cardio, yoga, bodybuilding. Plus, you can get fit with celebrity trainers like Sean T, Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese, and more. Everybody's on deck.
So how do you find the time?
Well, Gary, it's easy because you can work out on your own schedule and I can work out on mine. Some workouts are as short as 10 minutes and it don't require extra equipment. So you can get an easy workout in even your busiest days and you can access it from anywhere. Your computer, your tablet, your smartphone, Apple TV, and more.
Ooh, let me download it now.
Do that. And you can get a special free trial membership, including a new 14-day results plan where you can lose up to 9 pounds in the first 2 weeks when you text DISH to 303030. That's 303030. That's 303030. Tell me man, Hey Crack sent you. Now up next, find out if Mandy Moore wants that whole thing back after being caught with this celebrity ex. We'll tell you about it after the break. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
What up?
Well, they say exes can't be friends, but not in the case of this former Hollywood couple. Now, back in the day, This Is Us star Mandy Moore and former That 70s Show star Wilma Valderrama dated. Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
And even though they broke up 16 years ago, they still continue a tradition that they started way back when they were together.
And what's that?
Going to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Oh. Take a look at this.
Raina decided to wear bright pink.
Bright pink.
This is a tradition. Right?
It's really a tradition. Mandy and I take the horror of Halloween
But hold on. Here's my thing. If you're going to have a tradition with your ex where you meet with them once a year, that may be fine and well, but have they been single around this time of year every year? Because I'm not down for that.
Well, Mandy's actually engaged to be married.
What?
Yeah.
Was the fiancé with them?
No, with somebody
them?
Else.
Yeah, like with another dude.
Honey, you ain't finna be with me, your ex and we done broke up and she finna get married to me.
No, I think that love bridge is broken and they're just friends.
But that's the difference between Europeans and Africans. Like, black folks ain't having it.
But that is something that, like, you know, our non-black friends do, because, like, black people won't even let you keep pictures of your ass.
Yeah. Well, ladies, Gary and Milan.
What up?
Hey, I have a question for y'all. Would y'all ever allow a homeless man to, like, come and live in your home until he gets on his feet?
If he's fine.
Oh. There you go. I was just about to say, what about Dave East, the rapper?
Oh, absolutely. He can sleep on my couch.
Exactly. So the rapper who is currently on the promo trail for his joint album, Beloved, with rapper Styles P of The Lox. Now, he was at a charity event, and he spoke about the period of time when he was homeless. Dave said, "Yep, I have had the experience of being homeless. I have slept in cars for a minute. It was more that I didn't want to ask my mom and my pops at the time for help. I am not going to lie. My looks helped me. I stayed with a couple of girls. Shout out to them. They know who they are."
He's a nice looking guy, but honey, he looked like he'll kill you.
Yeah,
he does look a little grimy. I would get a little
nervous.
He's like,
kill you sleep, girl.
But he kind of has, it's like that sexy thug kind of look.
That's who'll kill you.
Some ladies like that.
Y'all sure do, baby. Y'all take him up, honey, and let him drop you off to work and go pick up his other woman.
I don't care how good you look. Excuses run out. You're not just going to stay with me.
Malone, how much did you struggle?
Did you use your looks to get stuff for free?
Absolutely.
I mean, he wanted to use his looks.
What else did I use?
We didn't know what you used. We've seen it already.
You had to pay a pound of flesh. Hey, I'm a little late on my rent. Why are you telling me this with no pants on?
All right, so Milan, now we know, honey, that you keep working, baby, to get those coins. So tell us, what's happening?
Well, of course, I just released my album, Beast Mode, which is doing really good.
Awesome. Congrats
Has
on
over
that.
10 million streams, so it's doing really good. I got a deal to do my own sex toy line.
So did you bring one for Portia? So she
I don't need one, boo-boo.
Yeah. next one to date a billionaire, this woman claims she can help you bag one. Heidi and Frank have all the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Today is your lucky day, ladies, because there's an Instagram star by the name of Anna Bay who's teaching women how to land a billionaire husband.
Oh, how thoughtful of her.
Well, she recently sat down with reporters to talk about how she got to be a jet set babe, accepted into this high society.
Basically, you need to be on the level of the high society. There are unwritten rules that we have to adapt to if we want to be part of that lifestyle.
You got to have the Russian accent was definitely help, and then the big lip, you know, the too big lip.
Yeah, she's probably from Omaha, Nebraska. Do you appreciate what this woman's doing for ladies by saying there is something you need to learn to land a billionaire, or do you think that she's just taking women back a few steps?
I just don't think it's necessary.
Is it really news that you have to look appealing to snag a rich man?
That's not news!
I mean, seriously, with the Mega Million lotto is up to $1.6 billion right now. So if I happen to win this thing, I'm going to be Oprah rich overnight.
Yeah.
So do you think my mistresses are going to be less than 10s? No.
But what do you consider a 10? That's the thing. I mean, do you think she was a 10?
If you're a lotto billionaire, you think you need something like that. All right. She just comes out of the box. She's like, billionaire wife.
I guess.
Batteries not included.
But I just don't think it's...
I think she's making it way more complicated.
If you met a billionaire, you could woo them into asking you for marriage.
I'm delightful.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.